That's all in Jennifer.
The accident, it all comes up again. An accident. Wilderness wandering in numbers. Conquest of Canaan in Joshua. Fall of Shiloh, monarchy, first hand. Rise of Jerusalem and blessing of David.
Let's look at page two. Number one, Amanda. There were false. All animals allowed in Noah's Ark had to be washed 7 times in the Jordan River.
False.
How many times did they have to be washed? You remember that? Be courageous. Ellen. Lot was Abraham's nephew. True or false?
Okay,
one. Yeah. True. You sure? Yes. Lot
Abraham. Thank you.
Okay. Junior, Abraham paid tithes to Mephibosheth. False. But who did pay tithes to Mephibosheth? You're right. Haskell, who did Abraham pay tithes to?
No,
his of that. Isn't that right? Earl, Abraham's firstborn son was named Hagar.
False.
Why is it false?
Because Hagar was a handmaid of Abraham, and Hagar had
Ishmael.
Ishmael.
That's right. Abraham's firstborn son was Ishmael. His mother was Hagar. Lou, the Amalekites were very cruel and cowardly people. True or false?
True.
Who do the Amalekites descend from?
Esau.
Sue, the Israelites came out of Egypt exactly 430 years after they went in.
True.
True? You said, Rob?
Yeah.
Exactly 430 years.
I just overlooked that exactly word. I didn't want to get too deep with that.
What'd you put, Chris?
I put five. Exactly.
Oh.
Well, they did come out exactly 430 to the minute. Okay. Farmer animal sacrifices and holy days are examples of moral laws. What kind of laws are they? Ceremonial laws. Travis, Moses was from the tribe of Levi. True? Who else was from the tribe of Levi, Travis?
Aaron.
Who else?
Aaron.
Who else? No. He was the king. Og was the king of Bashan. That's good. Thank you. Debbie, who else is from Levi?
Phinehas.
Who else, Glenn?
Samuel.
Anybody else know of anybody from Levi?
Amram.
Who?
Amram.
Hophni.
Eli.
Hophni. What?
Radon.
What?
Radon.
Nadab and Abihu. Julie, who was Nadab and Abihu? Aaron's. Both of them were Aaron's firstborn sons. A new thing in the other. You're right, his first two sons.
Yeah.
What? Heman? Was it? That's right. Asaph? We know a lot of people from Levi. Okay, Moses died after leading the Israelites across the Jordan River. True or false, Cat Duck?
No, false.
Why do you say false?
Because it was very innocent.
He died after 11 months of innocence.
Oh, right.
No. He most certainly did.
I don't know.
40 years later, but he did. False is correct, but I want to know why, Sammy. Why is that false?
He died.
Yeah, he died. Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim, Jim Gregory. Is that true or false? Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim.
True.
You sure? You sure?
Oh, it's true.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Thank you. That is true. Taylor, when Israel entered Canaan, the tabernacle was first pitched in Shiloh.
It's true.
As far as we know, that's what the Bible says, Joshua 18. While Shiloh was located within the inheritance of the tribe of Judah.
Paul.
Where was it?
Ephraim.
Samson was from the tribe of Dan, Jim Kirk. True or false?
That's true.
Leah, on Sabbath days, the law forbade travel beyond a certain distance. More leaning toward false. You wrote true down, but you really mean false. I understand this. Amy? You said false? Leah? Are you even more leaning toward false now, or?
Yeah.
What? What do you say, Aaron?
Say false.
You said false? Mm-hmm. You've been talking to Elijah.
Nope, I said true. We were just arguing.
Well, he has been talking to Elijah. What'd you say, Saul? Oh, we're talking about a test we just took, and we're going over some questions. And the last question we went over said, on the Sabbath days, and I'd like your opinion.
It's false.
You said false? How many said true? Yourself.
It's false.
Now the Jews developed a custom, a tradition of the elders that said you couldn't travel over a certain distance. So that had nothing to do with God's law. Nothing. In Acts chapter 1, it says the disciples went out to be with Jesus before he ascended, about a Sabbath day's journey. That's about the limit you could walk on the Sabbath day, but that was not in the law of God. That was just a tradition they built up. You could walk as far as you wanted to on the Sabbath day, as far as God was concerned. If that's how you rested. All right, Tina, next. Ruth, the Moabitess, married Boaz, an Israelite from the tribe of Ephraim.
False.
Why is that false? Because Ruth was from Judah?
No, Boaz.
Boaz was from Judah. All right, that's false. Samuel's from the tribe of Levi. We've already covered that. That's true. Tim, the Philistines defeated Israel in battle, killed Eli's two sons, and captured the ark. That's true. All of it? Is that what you said, Abigail? Well, you're right. True or false? Ellen Savelli, Saul was from the tribe of Dan. What tribe was he from? Benjamin. When the Israelites demanded a king, Samuel was very pleased. Mark?
False.
Very sad. Token, Ahimelech, the high priest in Saul's reign, gave David food, Goliath's sword, inquired of the Lord for him, but didn't know that David was running away from King Saul.
False.
Why is that false?
He did not inquire.
He did not inquire of the Lord for David. He didn't do that for anybody but the king. Carol, King David ordered his generals not to harm Absalom, but Joab killed him anyway. Carol Anderson. What do you think? What do you think in your own heart? Or Joab or his men? Either way, Joab's responsible. So what do you say? True. That's right. All right, John David, the first four sons of Israel in order.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Who's fifth, John David? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, and what?
Dan.
Dan. Hey, pretty good. Stuart, who's sixth? Naphtali. Who's seventh, Sarah?
I knew Naphtali.
Let's repeat them in your head. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali. Who said Dan? Who was that? All right, Sarah, he did it to you. Let's name all 12 of them. Good work.
Reuben, Simeon.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Jesus, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Come on, Mark. There's a car running. Civil War and split up. Best, circle the place that's nearer to Jerusalem, Shiloh or Jericho? You say Jericho is closer to Jerusalem than Shiloh?
Yeah.
Oh, which is closer, Shechem or Zebulun?
Shechem.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Tina, Salt Sea or Great Sea?
Salt Sea.
Donna, Dothan or Tyre?
Dothan.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, Darren. Bethel or Ramoth Gilead? That's Shechem.
Oh.
of Gilead is over there somewhere. So Bethel is closer. Elijah, Sodom or Gibeah?
Gibeah.
Ammon or Benjamin? Ammon's over there. Benjamin is just north of Jerusalem. Actually, Jerusalem is in Benjamin. Well, don't go below Jerusalem. That's the border. That's all right. Benjamin's closer. Oh, I'm sorry. Shiloh or Shechem?
Yes,
indeed. Yes. Hebron or Beersheba?
Hebron.
Hebron is there. Beersheba? So he chose Hebron. That's right. Oh, Jeremiah. Syria or Haran? Boy, Taylor. Bethlehem's 5 miles to the south.
Okay, so Bethlehem.
And
what's the
Bethlehem.
That's
right. Moab or Hebron, somebody? Jimmy? Yep, below the Arnon River. Hebron? So Hebron would be closer. And last of all, Edom or Bethlehem? Kathy, Martha. Edom's down to the south. Bethlehem's closer. All right. Billy Highfield. Joshua was from what tribe?
Ephraim.
Ephraim. T. Here's one that a lot of people will miss. Debbie Gregory, which of these were judges? Which one did you say?
I said G.
You said G. Oh, all of them. That's right. Listen, I knew the moans would come. When Eli died, it said he had judged Israel 40 years. Samuel was definitely a judge. He had a judicial circuit. Eli was a high priest that judged Israel 40 years. That's what the book says.
Who was always a little self-judged?
What would you say, Sam? What? She'll take it next week. Sarah, number three. Who was the last of all the judges? No, he was king. Up in Beijing. People really remember that guy. Samuel, last of all the judges. Jeremiah, what tribe was Samuel from? Very good. Levi. Josiah, who was Israel's first king?
Saul.
Abigail, what tribe was he from? Okay. Who's Israel's second king, Chris? David. Cliff, what tribe was he from?
Judah.
Who's Israel's third king? Natalie? We're done.
Solomon.
What tribe was he from? Sheila?
Judah.
He's from Judah. What man anointed Israel's first king, Stacy? Moses, you sure? You confident? I couldn't change your mind by any means. Malia, what do you think? So you think
Samuel.
Moses, huh?
Wait, yeah, Samuel.
You think Moses anointed Israel's first king who was Saul?
No, I think Samuel anointed.
That's right. Samuel. Samuel anointed Saul. Moses was deified. What man, Gary Morgan, anointed Israel's second king? Samuel did it. Who anointed Israel's third king, Randall?
Nathan and Zadok.
That's right. Both of them.
It went first, but once you're anointed, you're
anointed. I think it was the time. That's why they say both of them did it. Let's just get over and let's all say together,
oh, no, no, no.
Okay, now we all feel better going on number 14. Doc, number 14, the place where Solomon prayed for wisdom was?
Gibeon.
Kathy Bartow, when Solomon was young, his heart was turned away from God by what? A, heathen wives? Are you sure? Now, I want silence. Thank you.
Sure felt right.
Just felt. But it sounds like you're wrong because of the silence. Those are my reactions. Stacy, you agree with Kathy. Now, Kathy makes pretty good grades on these tests. No, she knows a lot. She sits beside us, so you know how good I do. Okay? So you go along with her, he's a wife, turned his heart away when he's young. You said riches? What'd you say, Abigail?
Riches.
What'd you say, Josiah?
Nothing.
Nothing? Travis, what'd you say?
Nothing.
You're bound to have said something.
Said nothing.
You're sticking to it. She said nothing.
See?
Yes, play it to me. Oh, see, nothing. Okay. What'd you put, James Randall?
Me.
Nothing? What'd you put, Chris?
How young is young?
What'd you put, Brian?
Under
50.
What did you put for an answer?
A.
You put A. What did you put, James Randall?
I put A on my paper, but now I'm with C.
Too late. Come on, Malia.
I put A, but I put a little side note saying that he's older.
That wasn't the question.
Change the question.
You cannot change the question. Our question was, what turned his heart away from God when he was young?
I said when he was
What's
awful.
The answer, Glenn?
Age.
Hey, heathen wives. See there, Glenn's always wrong. The answer is C. When he was young, nothing turned his heart away from God. It's when he was old. I know he always came over there. All right. Got a question.
Now,
when his father warned him about the windmill, it seemed that he would have a problem there at the beginning.
The book says when he was old, his wives turned his heart. Okay. All right, Doris White. Who first told David of a plot to make Adonijah king instead of Solomon? Beersheba.
I mean,
I didn't say where it was.
Or where it was not.
You know, one time Doris was down here.
No.
She swallowed her chewing gum.
I got gum now, I already swallowed.
What's the right answer? What's the right answer, Captain?
See.
Beersheba?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Is that right, Lou? You got all that, Sarah? Beth? I guess you must be right then. C, Bathsheba. Beth, where were the 20 centuries that Solomon gave to Hiram? sided with Adonijah to make him king. How many places did you put B, Jimmy Toll?
Abishag, Joab.
You got Abishag? Abishag did not side with Adonijah. She was in there trying to keep David warm.
Yeah.
So that won't work. You got Joab, that's right. Who else? Who else do you have, Ashley?
Abiathar.
Abiathar certainly did. Anybody else? Don't see anybody on that list. For C, Ellen, who sided with Solomon to make him king?
Hadar,
Benaiah,
and
Nathan. Those three? Benaiah. Okay, anybody else there? I thought there was somebody else. Huh? I would put Bathsheba. I mean, she's a possibility. She certainly was with her son. I wouldn't push it, though. If there's another answer for Bathsheba, just don't mark it wrong. Adversaries of King Solomon when he was old. Sammy, what you got there?
Just taking everything, Rezon, Jeroboam.
Yep, that's what I got. What, anybody else? Rezon and Jeroboam?
Went on the list.
What?
The other one went on the list.
Right.
There were others there.
Maybe two more that went on there. Who cursed David and Solomon killed him? Rebecca Embry?
Shimei.
Uriah's wife and Solomon's mother. That's Bathsheba, too. Where the temple was built, Sheila?
Mount Moriah.
Mount Moriah's, top of the list. Cherish the old King David, Bob.
Abishag.
And Bob, a prophet from Shiloh.
Ahijah.
Ahijah at the bottom. What, Travis? What does he have to do with any of this? He wasn't on the list.
On H, which is cherished, the old King David, the person put it for Hiram and Abishag.
Well, Hiram loved David, but he didn't do what that says.
Well, it had two of them for Hiram. It had A and H.
Well, don't count it wrong. He did love David. Okay. In this week's reading, who said this and to whom was it said? All right. Elijah.
Yeah.
It was a true report that I heard in my own land of your acts and wisdom. Who said that?
Queen of Sheba said it to Solomon.
Queen of Sheba said it to Solomon. Jason? Hast thou not heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Come, I pray thee, I give thee counsel, that thou mayest save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Who said that?
Nathan said it to Bathsheba.
Haskell, moreover, thou knowest also what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to the two captains of Israel. Who said that?
David and Solomon.
David said to Solomon. Rob, why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask him for the kingdom also. Who said that?
Solomon to Bathsheba.
That's right, Solomon to Bathsheba. Taylor, get thee to Anathoth to thine own fields. Who said that?
Solomon to Abiathar.
Solomon to Abiathar. That's it. Now let's look at the maps. Okay, Canaan's land. Hard to see that map down low. Canaan's land is from the Jordan River to the Great Sea. It's not over the Jordan River. It's past the Jordan River. It's wrong. 100%. They don't get half credit for getting half of Canaan over here. The Jordan River is the border, and not go across that river. The Great Sea, of course, you know where that is. Egypt. Anybody got a question about where that is? Egypt is all of this territory. All of it. Big area. Syria is that way. As Jeremiah pointed out to us, Syria is up here, northeast of Canaan. Lebanon is directly north of Canaan's land. It's up off the map there. Right on the seacoast. Mesopotamia is between the Tigris and Euphrates River. all this area, all the way from the bottom all the way to the top here, anything in between here, modern day Iraq, is Mesopotamia. Like I said, you're on here twice, don't I? The Euphrates River is the southern river here. Tigris would be the north one to the north. Ur of the Chaldees is down the southern part of Mesopotamia. It's on the outside, the south side of the Euphrates River. Haran, Jeremiah pointed this out to you, right there. Sinai is this whole peninsula. I just got to Sinai, so you don't have to put, if you put Mount Sinai, that's okay. It's just a guess. Nobody knows where Mount Sinai is. This whole thing is called Sinai. Red Sea, down here, at the bottom, south of Sinai, and Midian. I think in these few map books they have Midian over here, don't they? Mm-hmm. Used to have it in this area on both sides.
You're probably right.
The tribes. You got Ephraim. Shechem is the northern border of Ephraim, so it's the middle part of the country. I think it is. Ephraim. This is Kama, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the border of Ephraim. And Manasseh, Ephraim. So it's here. So this city Shechem is in Ephraim, and it's the northernmost border here. So it goes like this. Judah's down here in the south, of course. Benjamin, Jerusalem is the southernmost part. It's a little bitty area here. This is from the Jordan River, about two-thirds way across, I would say. Something like that.
John, didn't Judah go from Bethlehem all the way down to Beersheba?
No.
No, it doesn't?
It goes from Bethlehem down to Beersheba. Then go like it.
I mean, if they don't have it as a road, I mean, they have it at the top part, but not all the way down.
Just write it in there for them. Remind them with authority.
All right.
Don't say, don't like write it in there. I want you to write it in there. Dan has two places. One here, north of Philistia, and one up there, top of the map. Manasseh, we've pointed that out. And Simeon is inside the tribe of Judah. Just has cities inside Judah's territory. Simeon does not have a land. It has cities. Why is that, Jimmy Cole? Why does Simeon have cities instead of land the way Levi had cities instead of land? Jacob cursed those two tribes to be scattered inside God's people, Israel, and that's what happened. Shechem, at the bottom point of that little dip right there. Shiloh comes south of there in this area here. Bethel, where that little crook comes up and turns there. Jericho, down here in the valley, to the south of that same creek, the Wadi. Gilgal's right across to the north side of that little creek. Jerusalem's where these two come together here, these two streams that go down to the Dead Sea. Bethlehem's 5 miles south, Hebron area here. That little wadi comes out down here to the south of that. Beersheba, where these two wadis come to get to a point. Southern Canaan, Gibeon's northwest of Jerusalem, not far. Ramoth Gilead, I think Darren pointed this out over here. Jezreel, Amy showed you up here. Where is that?
On the other side of that house up here.
On the outside?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, the left hook, it's in between the two hooks.
Okay.
Depends on what you're doing. Left hook or right hook.
What's that? Bashan?
Beersheba?
Bashan?
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 Bashan is this whole area here. There. Sodom, of course, is the southern part of the Salt Sea. You know the Great Sea, the Salt Sea, the Jordan River. Y'all don't have any problem with that. Jabbok River is right in the middle of the Jordan River, more or less. Little part of that. The Arnon River is the northern border of Moab. Jimmy showed you the Kana River, in between Ephraim and Manasseh, and the brook of Egypt is down here to the south of Canaan's land. What? Edom is south of the Salt Sea. Moab is below the Arnon River to the east of the Salt Sea. Ammon is out in the desert, the plains over here to the east, on the east side of the page. Syria is to the northeast, which is here on map 1. Tyre up there to the north of Canaan. Philistia. Who'd you know? Josiah, that came from Philistia. What character we've been reading about in the Bible over the last few months during that time sometime? Who came from Philistia? He came from the city of Gath. Could slam basketball real easy. Could probably lift your daddy's tractor. Yeah. Bashan, Galilee is the area in the northern Canaan's land. And Gilead is from... Gilead generally is from the Jabbok River up to here, the Garmont River. It's generally that hill country there. Mount Pisgah, where Moses died, is south of... Here's where Shekinah was. Mount Pisgah is south of there. Mount Ebal and Gerizim were on the north and south sides of Shechem. One was north, Lynn. I think Ebal was north, right? Ebal is to the north and rising to the south. And Mount Hermon's up there to the northeast towards Syria, but not in Syria. Make sure they see whatever corrections you put there. And tell them how many they missed on that map. The story is going to go back and forth from 1 Kings to 2 Chronicles and back. Later on, we'll have, in order to keep things in order, we have to be in about 5 different books at one time. By that time, we will switch to my all things book instead of reading half a verse in this book and 2 verses in another. But for now, we'll stay in 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles. Give you the chapter 12 and 13 and the first 18 verses in chapter 14 of 1 Kings. Then, in order to keep it in chronological order, you have to skip over to 2 Chronicles. Now, if you read on past verse 18, somebody might die that's still alive over in 2 Chronicles. It might tend to get a little complicated. 2 Chronicles 11, 12, and 13, those verses there. Then you go back to 1 Kings 15, and have to go backwards in order to keep it in order. The Bible is not written in chronological order. You have to go back to 14, then come back to 15, take care of all that, then go to 2 Chronicles. You have to be careful what you're reading. If you want to really keep it in order, stick with what I put down here. This really is not complicated compared to what is coming later. The people and the geography on the next page. The new geography, I've already looked up the places for you. Now, what's going to happen is that Israel's going to go into civil war as soon as Solomon's dead, north and south. So you got 2 kings to keep up with. The king up in the north, the king of Israel, the king of the south, the king of Judah. So now take these lists for the kings, that I got them in the table and pass them down. And keep, there are 7 pages. Keep those 7 pages in order. And don't start flipping them. It's going to confuse you. Okay? Take one and pass it on down. We're going to go over them one page at a time. We'll show you how to keep up with the king. Page 1. You got the kings of Judah on one side and the kings of Israel on the other. And we're going to start counting in the middle column that's darkened out how many years it is from the Civil War to the end of the Old Testament. To the end of the kings of Israel and Judah, anyway. Everybody understand that? That's what you're going to start with. I've got a stack of 20-some pages for each of them. to keep up with the Kings as you're going through First Kings. This is, you throw all this away as soon as I hand you this other stuff. This is just to show you what we're going to do. All right? Now, next page. This is the first step. As you're reading, you're going to find in 2 Chronicles 12, 13 that Rehoboam, the first king of Judah, reigned 17 years. You find out that the king's name for Israel is Jeroboam. Keeping up with the kings like this is going to be very helpful in times when kings have similar names, especially the times when the kings have identical names and identical nicknames. Why did they do that? Let's see. Don't we have some people in here with the same names?
Doris,
Anna, Debbie, Kathy. Why'd y'all do that? Next question. Rehoboam and Jeroboam, very close. The first letter is the only difference. So if you... Oh, okay. Sorry. Good boy, Elijah. You're keeping your eyes on that paper. Very close. Two letters are there. But if you have it written down, while you're reading, you can look at it and see where they are in case you get confused. So your first step would be write down the years of Rehoboam, and it says he reigned 17 years. And it's a good idea to keep things clear in your head so you have something to refer to write down the scripture where you get your information. That's why I did it. Because I guarantee you there's going to be a time when you say, what? I thought it said. All you have to do is go look and see if you were right. All right, that's the first step. The second step is to write down how many years Jeroboam reigned. You come across that in 1 Kings 14:20. So he lived about 5 years after Rehoboam died. You write down his years. Isn't that pretty simple? So far, so good. Then you keep reading. You meet some other kings. You meet Abijah, also called Abijam. Depends on whether you're reading in Kings or Chronicles. He reigned, he began reigning in 2 Chronicles 13, he says, in the 18th year of Jeroboam. And he reigned 3 years. But when Asa comes along, in your reading, it says he began in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel. So that means you got two kings reigning during the same year. That's just how it goes, folks. I didn't write this. And that's nothing. Wait till you see what's coming. It's going to keep you, it's going to help you. Oh boy. Next page. Now, you want me to explain this one? A lot of times, a king would make his son king before he dies and let him reign with him. Apparently, that's what Jeroboam did with his son Nadab. Because he began to reign, it tells us what year he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years before he was assassinated. So during that first part of that year, you had Jeroboam and his son Nadab reigning. Sometime during the first part of that year, Jeroboam dies and Nadab's the only king left. Then Nadab is assassinated the same year. Look at the next page. So the 22nd year of Jeroboam, there were three different kings at one time or another in Israel. Israel had a lot of assassinations, and you'll see why. Asa, in the meantime, is over there under the kings of Judah. And when I give you your pages, you'll start the next page with Asa. You write his name at the top of the page, and you write year number 7. The first line, just start counting down his years. Now, let's see how we... Just keep that page... That last page right there, because the questions on the next page have to do with that last page you just looked at. Sheila, from the information on page 6, with all those kings and those years on it, Which king reigned in Israel 15 years after the kingdom was divided? Which king reigned in Israel? Who was king in Israel 15 years after the nation was divided?
Jeroboam.
Everybody see that? That makes sense? Amanda, you understand that? You understand that, Chris? You sure? James Randall, ask that question. Which king reigned in Israel 15 years after the kingdom was divided? See who's king on the Israel side. Pardon me? Israel's the north, Judah's the south. Judah, you know where Judah is? It's in the southern part of the nation. And all the other tribes are in the north. So Jeroboam is king of Israel, while Rehoboam is king of Judah. All right, Chris, which king reigned in Judah 12 years after the kingdom was divided? Rehoboam is king of Judah.
John, what about sin?
Ask me that question next time. It really gets complicated. Which king reigned in Israel, Debbie Gregory, 25 years after the dividing of the kingdom? Which king was reigning in Israel 25 years after the kingdom was divided? Baasha. On the last line. And Psalm. Which king reigned in Judah 15 years after the dividing of the kingdom?
I'm a little bit confused.
All right.
Okay, you said the king reigned, Israel reigned 15 years, and that was Jeroboam.
Yep, here's Israel.
But
here's Jeroboam.
Isn't that the 15th year?
That's the 15th year since the kingdom was divided. That's his 15th
okay.
year.
Oh, I see. Okay. So which king?
So which king reigned in Judah 15 years after the kingdom was divided?
Rehoboam.
Rehoboam was still king. All right, you got that?
Well, who reigned the 25 years?
In Israel?
Yes.
All right, let me show you. Look only at the last page. Let me show you. All the information, all the answers to this is on this page right now. It's the only one you need. 25 years, king, and have a fashion. Okay? That's how you do it. Carol, which king reigned in Judah late in the 20th year after the kingdom was divided? All the answers are on page 6. Now, which king reigned in Judah late in the 20th year after the kingdom was divided? You can just tear up the first 5 sheets. They're worthless to you now. Just get in the way. You don't need them. Okay, everybody ready? Don't confuse yourself. Just look at page 6. All right, everyone. Which king reigned in Judah late in the 20th year after the dividing of the kingdom? That's right, Asa. Kathy Tuck. In which year after the dividing of the kingdom did 3 separate kings reign in Israel? In which year do you have 3 kings reigning in the same year? Here's the year since the kingdom was divided. All these numbers right there. Can't be this year because there's just one king reigning in Israel. That's when 2 kings are reigning in Israel. His 21st year and his 22nd year. Yeah, Jeroboam and Nadab and Baasha all in the same year. Does that make sense to you, Kathy?
I'm trying to get it.
All right, hang in there. Cliff, which king reigned in Israel? Yeah, I was supposed to do this without my help, but Which king reigned in Israel 15 years after the kingdom was divided, Cliff?
Jeroboam.
All right, Rebecca. Which kings reigned in Judah and Israel in the 17th year after the dividing of the kingdom?
Rehoboam and Jeroboam.
The 17th year. They're both still alive. Rob, which kings reigned in Judah and in Israel in the first year after the dividing of the kingdom?
Rehoboam and Jeroboam.
Same two. That's when they started. Malia, which kings reigned in Judah and in Israel the 20th year after the kingdom was divided?
Abijah and Asa in Judah and Jeroboam in Israel.
Good for you. Three of them. Abijah was his last year, Asa's first year, and Jeroboam's 20th year. See that? All right, Leah, which kings reigned in Judah and in Israel in the 21st year? Asa in Judah, and the kings of Israel were Jeroboam and Nadab. In the 23rd year, Josiah, which kings reigned in Judah and in Israel?
Asa.
Baasha. That's good. Asa and Baasha. Asa was king of Judah. Baasha was king of Israel. Donald, which kings reigned in Judah and in Israel in the 10th year after the kingdom was divided?
In Judah it was Rehoboam, and in Israel it was Jeroboam.
That's right. And Bess, which kings reigned in Judah and Israel in the 22nd year? Asa was in Judah. Is that all? Yeah, don't have enough spaces, do I? Trick you. 22nd year, there were actually a total of four kings on the throne one time or another, three in Israel and one in Judah. That's what that's all about.
So what's wrong?
Yeah, there was, you see 3 years there, 22nd, first. Now, if you got any questions about that, ask somebody. That's how you're going to keep up with the kings while we're reading. You had a question? What question?
So, when you're going to hear about kings,
wait a minute. Ask me way over here.
When Rehoboam and Jeroboam...
I can't hear you.
When Rehoboam and Jeroboam were ruling kings...
All right.
And these other kings came on the scene. Jeroboam and Rehoboam were still there, and these were just additional kings ruling with them.
No.
No. They're dead.
They're dead, but their numbers stopped going up.
Okay.
When they come to the end of their numbers, they come to the end of their days. Their days are numbered. Their years are numbered. Now let me give you your sheet on all this stuff. So does everybody understand your reading assignment and what you're going to keep up with? Oh, I gave you that's your reading assignment right there. Y'all have the right number. Any questions? Any more answers, Bob? Okay.